Perdung Tayag Mitzvot, and we had finished the order of the morning, including Shacharit and the meal. And now, he's telling us in the book Or HaShanim, V'achar Chatzot, afternoon, Meshigia Zman Mincha Gdola, when it's come time that we can begin praying Mincha, the time when you could start saying Mincha has come, that's called Mincha Gdola, Lo Yigalech Klal, then you shouldn't shave, you shouldn't take a haircut, Aval Pishi Kaltvi Dat Mincha, even though essentially Mincha should be prayed later, closer to Shkia, but now that you could pray, you shouldn't start doing things that might take a long time. Now let's say you owe someone wages, so then you should pay your wages, you should pay your workers before you go daven. And when you pay them, have in mind that you're fulfilling the biblical commandment that you should pay a worker on time. The Torah says if you hired someone to do a day's work, pay him at the end of the day. Don't let the night pass without you paying him. So when you do pay the wages, you should have in mind, I'm doing this to fulfill the biblical mitzvah to pay on time, and the biblical prohibition not to delay paying wages. That the Torah says, if a guy's worked for you all day, don't let the night pass without having paid him. And after a person goes to Dam Mincha, he should say all the things we said earlier in preparation for Shachris, that he's saying the Kobanot, was instituted to say, and Ashrei and Tilal David, is fulfilling the rabbinic institution to say Ashrei and Tilal David three times a day, because Chazal say whoever says that is going to get a place in the world to come. And by Kaddish and Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemo and Amen, he should also have in mind to fulfill the biblical mitzvot which we enumerated in the morning prayer. The same thing is relevant for the Mincha prayer. And basically we've finished the first day of a person's life, meaning a Sunday, and now we will go on next time to Monday, which will be almost the same thing as Sunday, except for we will add the concepts of Chiyat HaTorah, reading in the Torah.